trying to live way beyond paradise. Are you down or are you really scared of heights? Make a move. Do you want a piece of pie? Envision life way beyond a 9 to 5.
I just want the vibe to be so natural.
This is the Higher Frequencies Podcast Show with your host,
Shawn Mike.
Higher Frequency, Sweet Poison.
For sure.
Let's get it.
Baby daddy, baby mama shit, I don't care. I burn ahead and take his cash, we some savage, yeah.
Sweet.
Been by my bread, still in my bag, yeah. Going up like corona cases, paper chasing. Mad bitches, sad bitches, they continue hating. I'm on the road nonstop, I ran out of patience. I'm on this new energy and they feeling me. Rich bad bitch and I'm from Tennessee.
Let's get it.
I don't do the Henny. Fuck, my bad.
Good shit.
My bad.
Hey, we going in. Yeah. Good energy.
Period. New energy.
You feel
Let's
me?
Go.
New energy, man.
I know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, real shit.
On this
real
new
shit.
Energy. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to come back in on that.
Yeah,
though.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right here. Yeah. I'm on this new energy and they feeling me. Rich, bad bitch and I'm from Tennessee. I don't do the whiskey in the see me, please. And cut the small talk, I just want my cheese. And forever, you know I be hustling. Cause money don't make me, bitch, I make money. That's why these niggas love me and these hoes act funny. He's all on my line, saying we can't wait to slur me. Heard I got that wet, yeah, it's fresh and gushy. The vibe in the catch, it's hard to overlook me. French dissing me up, saying that he double booked me.
All right, let's get
yeah,
it.
Period,
yeah.
Let's go. Right, new
you
energy.
Killed that, you killed that yeah. For sure. That deserves a round of applause.
Thank
you,
thank you.
For sure. Without further ado, welcome to the platform, Sweets. I really appreciate you rolling
Thank
through.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's always love.
Pleasure.
Yeah, for
you
sure. It's all love. It's yeah. Always just good energy every time you come through.
Every time, man. I love it.
So, for man, real. What's been new? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the EP out.
EP out. New energy everywhere on all streaming platforms. You feel me? Videos. I got like 3 visuals yeah. From the EP right now
right.
On YouTube. I just dropped one, Feeling Me.
Right.
Y'all go check it out. Run them views up for me. You feel me?
So
we out here. We just working, vibing. You feel me? Just living life, feeling
yeah,
good, feeling
so.
Great.
Yeah. So like a pandemic obviously can't slow you down.
Not
you know
at all. That
yeah.
Didn't do nothing but really boost me up. Like really, like this is like the hardest I feel like I've been going since I've been in this rap shit. You feel
yeah,
me? This music
so.
Shit. You feel me? Like it. This was like a blessing in itself, like for real. The coronavirus shit, like I ain't gonna lie, and great
yeah,
shit,
for sure.
Great shit since March. I ain't gonna lie, like
yeah, for sure. That's love. That's
yeah.
Love. Yeah, that's love. Make sure y'all check out the new energy. I personally like the tribute to TLC. That one,
yeah,
that one
they
really
should have known better. Yeah,
yeah.
That was featuring Ari Sharon. So y'all got them to go check it out for
yeah,
real.
For sure. Is she local?
Yeah.
Okay, I've
she's
never heard
dope.
Of her.
Like she's a singer songwriter, but she's real. Like you know how you got those greats, and they just really don't know how great they is.
Right, right.
Like that's her. Like she's
yeah.
Great, but I know she knows she's great. But it's like she's still trying to find. What she really want to do.
Yeah,
yeah so
sure.
It's cool, but she's really great. She's a great songwriter. She helped me write that song, and she was in the studio with me really the whole time I was recording. So, yeah, I fucks with Ari. Shout out to her.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out. But anyway, man, this is interviews about you. It's just always good energy every time you come through, and I
yeah.
Really appreciate you. You know what
for
I'm saying?
Sure. You been, know I rock with you,
Sean. Yeah, for sure. You've been grinding at this music for like quite some time now.
Yeah, like six years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this journey been like to you?
Man, it's been exciting. It's been I wouldn't say like difficult. It hasn't been difficult for me, but you know, challenging, you know. Exciting, challenging, you feel me?
Right, right.
Some discomfort, some comfort, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of emotions in one. But overall, if I had to put it under one umbrella, I'd just say progression and growth. Like, that's what it's been for me. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
as long as I'm doing that, I feel like I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely. And you can definitely hear the growth within the music. Me, personally, I feel like you've always been confident. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? It's always
sure.
Been there. So,
yeah.
Like, definitely, that's, like, not questioning it at all. But mm-hmm. The music is definitely, like, has grown since, like,
yes.
I've personally been following you since, like, Something About Sweets.
Yeah. That
you
was 17,
yeah.
For
so,
sure, 3 years ago, so, yeah.
I mean, but before, you've been working since before
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I had, like, I think I dropped two projects before that one. Right. That was my third project, so yeah. And this is my fifth, yeah.
Okay, so, hey, yeah. Fifth time's the charm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So what advice do you have for independent artists that are trying to, I guess, get their careers off the ground? Because clearly, your whatever recipe mm-hmm. you're doing is working for you.
The first thing I can say is, like, it's you. It starts with you. You know, you got to believe in yourself. You got to be confident in yourself. You just got to know that you are what you are. And I feel like as long as you do that, it's going to be receptive to others. You know, they're going to feel it. They're going to see it. So they ain't going to have no choice but to follow suit. You right. know what I'm saying? So absolutely. Just at the end of the day, it's all about you. You feel me?
Right.
Keep grinding. Don't never give up. Sounds cliche, you know. Don't give up on your dreams. And you can really do whatever you set your mind to.
Yeah, like, you really exemplify that, though. I mean, yeah. What, 5, 6 years, 7 years mm-hmm. that you've been putting in work, yeah. you know what I'm saying? I guess, like, what, how do you always find, you know, cliche, like, new energy to keep this thing going?
Just me personally, just how I live, how I go about my lifestyle outside of music, you know what I'm saying? I exercise, I eat right, you know what I'm saying? My mind, my mental state is, like, where it should be. So that just makes it easier in itself for me.
For sure. What was your favorite song on this EP?
Ooh, my favorite song was probably New Energy, the energy yeah. song. The energy, then after that, probably the song Chasing.
I feel like New Energy definitely, like, set the tone for what the project yeah, was going to sure. be
but,
about.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so crazy because that was, like, the last song I recorded.
Right.
So I had really? All them songs. That's yeah, crazy. Right? So That's I was crazy. Like, I'm like, what am I going to call my project?
Yeah.
So I hit a French. I'm like, I think I like New Energy. I said, I need a song. I got to right. do a song for yeah. the EP. He's like, okay. So he pulled up to my crib. We recorded it. And it was what it was. You
for sure.
Me?
For sure.
Hit.
What independent artists are you currently feeling that's out in the city right now?
Oh, wow.
Well, they don't have to be Nashville-based. But
no,
yeah.
I'm going to keep it Nashville, yeah, baby, because so. I fucks with my city. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love my city. Like, right now, I'm going to just name a few. And don't hold it against me if I don't name you. But, no, I fuck with all y'all, and I'm watching and all that. So, we're going to start here. Of course, I'm going to shout out my brother Lotus. You feel me?
Shout
Crimson.
Out.
Stain. You feel me? Lack Man. You feel me? Two Wavy Crew, my bad. No, Squeaky. Good. B. Marie, you feel me? Pretty Shy. It's a new girl. I just honestly started following her. I like her. She's dope. Kiara, Kiki, or something like that. But she's dope. Shout out to her. You feel me? Just everybody in the city who making noise right now. You feel me? The Ski Niggas. You feel me? Lil Spark, AC. Like, everybody. You feel me? I rock with all of them. You feel me? Like, I'm watching y'all. The Westside Niggas, ABK Gates. You feel me? Trapper Man. Oh, y'all, half a key,
man.
Everybody, you feel me? Yeah. Y'all know I fuck with y'all, you feel me? I don't leave nobody out. Elroy the Boy, Lil Vac, Ego, you feel me? Like, I literally fuck with my city. Like, that's just that on that,
really
you feel
do.
Me?
You really do. You've been putting on for the city. I guess, like, why aren't the bigger telescopes on the city, in your opinion?
Well, you know, this, I feel like unfortunately, that's a repetitive question. Is not a city for us. Colors, you know,
right.
Country music is overshadowing the urban music scene, which is okay because we're still rising, we're still thriving, you know, but we just need a bigger platform for us. Like, we're missing something. I feel like we have the talent, but we're missing something. I don't know what we're missing, but it's something. You feel me? And like I just said, this city ain't really for us, so it's hard to kind of just, you know what I'm saying? But it's coming along. I don't have no doubt that we're going to be great. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
You definitely suggest, like, venturing out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You definitely have to get outside the city, you know, and network in other parts of the country, for sure. The West Coast, East Coast. You know, you just got to get out and network. You can't stay stagnant, you know what I'm saying? Never get too comfortable, period.
Facts. Yeah. No, that's real. And especially since you venture out, you go always – I saw that you said you got, like, this fetish with California. I guess, like, what about California kind of, like, brings?
Man, it's just so vibey out in Cali, man. If anybody ever been to California, y'all know what I mean. It's just, like, the vibes for me. And, like, they attract to me, like, the people, the city, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done networked with many people, DJs and stuff, and I was like, where you from? I tell them, they be like, what? You from Nashville? They can't believe it. So I'm like, yeah. So I know, like, damn, I can go other places and be great. You feel me? I don't got to just stay here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I definitely have heard that a few times, too. Like, man, Sean, your demeanor is like West Coast, so why do you stay here? It's just like, I want to leave my legacy or behind here.
Yeah, and I feel like this is my city. I was born and raised, so you feel me? Like, I gotta leave a stamp. Like, when they mention Nashville, they gonna mention Sweet Poison, period. You feel me? Like, I don't care. So, this is my city. I gotta rep it. You feel
me? Even outside of your music, I know they will, just because of the energy you bring. Like I said, I meant what I said. Like, you always cultivating, like, positive energy within your community.
Got to, you feel me?
You always include other people in your projects, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Speaking of which, why is it important to get people on your projects?
Well, I mean, if you look at it as a business standpoint, it's like cross-marketing with audiences. You feel me? That's a key, you feel me? So, like, I got this guy, say, Levesque on my album. I'm going to go... Clearly, all the people who fuck with Levesque, they finna come and buy this because he's on it. You feel me? So it makes sense. You feel me? That's one reason. Second, you just got to show love. You feel me? If you expect people to show you love, you got to show love.
Right.
You feel me?
For sure. But yeah, Sweets, I mean, shit, let's just talk more about you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, your upbringing and where you from. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's my understanding that you kind of started this music shit, like, right after college or, like, in between or something like that.
Yep, you're correct. Right after... Like, it was, like, in between, like you said, like, during my senior year at TSU, I kind of just got on it, you know, just start writing and recording. But speaking of my upbringing, you know, I'm from Eastside, Nashville, Tennessee, you feel me? Eastside, y'all know what's going on.
So.
You know, kind of hood girl, you feel me? You know, I kind of lived all over this motherfucker, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
From Hermitage to, goddamn it, out south, you know, Eastside to, goddamn it, Westchester, goddamn it, you know, just everywhere. So, you know. A lot of places moved around.
Yeah, what part of the city did you actually really enjoy staying at, though?
The east side. Yeah. That's where I'm from. That's where I was born, you know what I'm saying? Like, born and raised on that side. But then, you know, my mama, we moved around, you know, like all parents, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it was great. Single mom, you know, got brothers, two, one sister. She's my twin. So, you know, yeah, we grew up, you know, had to get it. However we had to get it, you
right,
know?
For sure, for sure, for sure. And then I guess, like, you know, when it's to my knowledge that you lost your father and things like that, I guess, did that motivate you to do music even more?
Most definitely. Like, just, you know, just going through life without a father, you know, it could be hard on one, but honestly, I just kind of let it fuel me because it's like, I know if my father was here, he would have been like the best dad, you know what I'm saying? The best father he could be, you know, so I never held that against him. You know, people make choices. And they got to live with them, you know what I'm saying? So that is what it is. Yeah, my dad got killed, but it's like, you know, you got choices. So he chose to, whatever he did, you know, I don't hate him for that or nothing. Like, it is what it is, like I said. But, yes, that most definitely, like, fueled my fire, you know, just growing up in a single-parent home, like I said, watching my mama struggle, you know, when times was hard. It just made me like, nah, I don't want to go through this when I get older. You feel me? If I have kids, I don't want my kids to go through this, which I do have a daughter. You feel me? So, nah, I'm going to try to do everything I can do to make it way better than how I came up. You feel me? So, yeah, this most definitely inspired me and motivated me to just do everything I could do, like be my best self, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
The greatest version of myself. You feel me? So,
what can you remember about your father that you can recollect?
Man, he was like just... a real nigga, like I mean, just hearing stories about him, like everybody respected my daddy, like the people who knew him, they loved him. You feel me? He was a great father. I remember, like, he used to come and pick us up like every day after school, every day, like daycare. We go to daycare, then, you know, go to school, but like aftercare, every day he come pick us up. I always remember that, like, whatever,
just never missed a beat,
never.
And I guess that's, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of like how you are too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to you know, hear that happened. And I apologize, you know what I'm saying?
No problem. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm pretty sure he was just doing what he had to do
for sure
to get y'all where y'all need to be. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Everything happens for a reason, you feel me? Like, it was a reason, you know. So I can't get down on myself because of that, you feel me? I don't want to become a what you call it, a stigma, you know, just because, you know, single, you know, single parent homes, you know how they put them stigmas on us kids, you know, growing up, but I never wanted that to be me, you feel me?
Yeah, for sure. With you being, with your upbringing, being from here, like, what would you like to see change about this city? Outside of music, though.
Outside of music, just incorporating more Black-owned businesses. Like, I'm really big on Black entrepreneurship, you feel me? I'm actually getting into my own entrepreneurship, game or whatever, you feel me? So you feel me, like, we just gotta battle blocks back, you feel me? Because we see the gentrification going on, you feel me? So we actually got to get in the communities, you feel me, and get in and take back what they trying to take, you feel me? Because it's like there's plenty money, you know, So we just got to use it wisely.
Yeah, absolutely. Real and talk. Just leave behind generational wealth for the next.
Yes, and break these generational curses. Like, that's what I'm real big on. Like, my daughter will never know all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just real talk. I'm not on there. Like, she's going to be better than me. Right. You feel me? So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. So shout out, man. I really fuck with that. That's 100.
Yeah, thank man. You.
So anyway, I did want to, like, preview the EP. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I want to play this. Make sure that.
Yeah, y'all go EP. Check that out. Yeah, y'all
now
go check
sure
it out.
Make sure y'all check that new energy out. It's out right now everywhere.
So let's get into this first song.
Shout out to Wee Wee.
Shout out to everybody on the live, man. I see y'all, man.
Yeah.
I ain't working my phone. What do you remember about recording this song? And it's crazy that you said that you did this one last too.
I did this song last on me, as French as ask him, you feel me? And I was like, man, like the space I was in then, it was just great. Like I was feeling amazing. It was just like everything that was going in my life, it was going right. You know what I'm saying? Like just everything around me, the people around me. Everything was great, and I just felt like new energy.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Sure.
I feel like it was just breaking through, like just something that's never been done before.
Yeah, for
just new energy, like
talk. Me personally, I feel like this man, please make sure y'all go check out that new energy. Me personally, I feel like this EP is needed because in the middle of like
this pandemic,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like that's what put me in the mindset of like I gotta be on some new vibes.
Exactly,
new
because guess
shit.
What? What we once knew. That's over with. So whatever y'all thinking, like, it's a whole new world we're finna leap into. Like, everything we once knew, that shit dead.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Y'all trust and believe me when I say that. And I don't just mean music, and I'm talking about this real life. Like, for real. That shit dead. So, y'all gotta get on it. New energy.
New energy, man. Let's preview to this next one. Oh, this is Rye, right? Yeah.
No, that's that feeling me.
Feeling me. Shout out to everybody on the live. I see y'all.
He be chasing. He just wanna be with me cause he know I ain't basic. Real folks making moves. These other hoes be lazy. Christian Dior, I'm dripping. I make him stand at
the
table.
This
one
made me wanna step my shit up. You feel me? For real.
He just wanna be with me cause he know I ain't basic. Real folks making moves. These other hoes be lazy. Christian Dior, I'm dripping. I make him stand at the
table. Like, I really enjoy your wordplay and just if this song don't resonate with people, I truthfully don't think they're a hustler.
No, for
or,
real, for sure.
You know
on, the, man perspective and a female perspective.
Exactly.
I be with my bitches, we be moving, we be bossed up. He just wanna date me cause he see I got my sauce up. Dripping on these bitches, they be hating cause they washed up. If you want it, it's gon' cost you. Baby chasing, he just wanna be with me cause he know I ain't basic. Real folks making moves, these other hoes be lazy. Christian Dior, I'm dripping. I make him stand at attention. So do me like
yeah,
a
for sure, for sure. Yeah,
shout
that
out
one.
To Waif too. Waif the Hitmaker. He helped me write that song, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, let's play. Let's preview this next one. This one got a little TLC tribute.
That's the one with Ari. Shout out
for
to
sure.
Ari.
Everybody keep asking what Sweet said.
Wanted to mistreat me. Found out that you need me.
Childhood.
No, but I'm done, I'm through. Yeah, I'm done with you. Yeah, I'm done.
check that new energy.
That motherfucker
man.
Is you know hard. That's why yeah. I'm finna drop a deluxe. I'm just okay. Y'all hearing this first. October the 3rd, y'all get ready. I'm dropping a deluxe to new energy. It's finna go crazy, y'all. For real, get ready.
What's all coming with the deluxe?
Of course, them same six songs. Right. You feel me? Then I'm finna put six more. Heat, you feel me? Yeah. Got heat. It's finna be a surprise. I don't even want to give you too much, but trust me, it's heat. You feel me? French is still included. Y'all know how we finna do it. Real life. Entertainment. Y'all know what the fuck going on with that band record.
Sound like you done put you nice little team together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is this are these people that you could see yourself like moving forward with?
Most definitely. These like family. Yeah. You feel me? So that's how we got to keep it. All in the family. I ride, they ride. You feel me?
So where do you find like your inspiration to write?
Wow. Honestly, everything. It could be personal. It can be just from other people's situations. You feel me? It could be a movie I just watched. You feel me? It could be another song I don't listen to.
Right.
Like everything. Everything inspires me. Like I'm really inspired by everything.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And since you've been working in this music business, I guess like, what's something vital that you could, or what's some gems that you could drop for like any independent artist watching this moving forward as to how they should maneuver staying independent?
Yeah. I mean, if you choose, you know, to stay independent, you know, you have to be dedicated. Dedication is key. Consistency is key. You feel me? And just hard work. You feel me? Because most of the time, like, I'm working. It don't even feel like work because it's just something that I love to do.
Sure.
So when you find your purpose and your passion, it don't even feel like a job. It's that just part. Something that you love.
Purpose. So I feel like that takes a while. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
you got to develop it because sometimes, like you say, you can have your doubts, you know what I'm saying, and get down on yourself. But once you know what you're here for, this shit is easy. Like, this shit's so easy to me now. Like, I really done found my shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Sweets for coming through, man. I really appreciate
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
again.
Of course. Man, I don't want to wrap it up just yet because I did want to, like, kind of bring out some points. So, a few of your biggest inspirations that, you know, you conveyed to me was Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
What's Killer Mike?
Killer Mike, shout out to Killer Mike.
So I did have some like clips, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. some sound bites, and I just wanted you to just kind of like, you know, put your feedback in on people that you look up to. So
for sure,
this is a clip from Expeditiously Podcast. Shout out to T.I. Killer Mike for that podcast. But here you go.
Tested this in matters of envy. Constantly check yourself,
right?
Because no one is above the feeling of envy,
right?
But you have to check yourself.
The actions that come with it,
exactly,
that's your responsibility to monitor.
Exactly. You have to, at the moment you hear yourself saying, why not me? The moment you catch yourself doing that,
mm-hmm.
stop and have a talk with yourself.
Right.
I've seen many people in your subconference, from members of PSC to people that were on labels that you tried to help. I've seen them succumb to the why not me.
Right.
And at any point in our friendship, had I felt the why not me,
mm-hmm.
I would have checked myself. You know what I mean? Because that's a poisonous, cancerous thing. And it's something you have to check. It's something when you see your friend on award shows, you see your friend winning, you see your friend dominating the club and theater, so you see your friend, that why not me is going to try to creep in there. The devil going to try to talk to you.
Absolutely.
But you just got to not accept it. I celebrated you every step of the way because I seen you suffer.
That's real.
I seen you suffer unjustly. I seen you suffer when the face didn't understand you and try to turn you into who they wanted you to be. I seen you have the people.
What does that mean to you? I guess like he was speaking on like, you know.
Yeah. That's deep. That's deep. Shout out to Killer Mike for that, too. Just honestly, basically, what I just took from that, what's for you is for you. You feel me? Like, you can't get caught up on what John and Mary and them doing, what's for them. Oh, they done got a 10 million. Damn, why not me? It ain't for you. You feel me? That's not for you. What's for you is for you. That's just that on that. That's what I took from that.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever been in that position where not saying like you hating or somebody mm-hmm. people been hating on you? How do you handle that?
Oh, gosh.
How
yeah, for that? Sure. Like, honestly, if I peep it, I just move around. Like, I just get away from it. You feel me? I just disconnect myself, detach, you feel me, and move around. My energy, I vibrate too high to be caught up in those low vibrational situations. So I got to just move around. And it's just that on that.
This is subsidiary, but I remember when you were doing the cycle. Or were you in the Red Bull lineup show for the showcase?
Not the Red Bull, and
okay,
it was so
but
crazy.
You did the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, the Break the Cycle.
Yeah, the Break the Cycle.
But I didn't do the Red Bull, and they was a lot of people trying to figure out why I didn't. I'm like, nobody hit me up. So, I mean, I'm not, I don't know. I don't even know how to get involved. You feel me? So, when people hit me up for shit, that's when I get involved.
Yeah.
Unless it's just something that I'm already knowing about, you know. But if I don't know about it, then I just don't know about it.
Yeah, for so, do you feel like that, I guess, like, people play favorites here when it comes to things like that? Like, as far as, like, artists?
I feel like not really favorites, but I feel like people do have, like, whoever they may even know personally. You know, it's like some people in positions and they know somebody personally. And they might be an artist like myself.
Right.
Outside of the music, they kick it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what it's supposed to be. Because if that was me and you, we'd be on the same shit. Like, you feel me? You're going to plug me in because that's what you're supposed to do.
Thanks.
So, no, like I said, it's not no favoritism. It's just what's going on. And if you're not plugged in, you're not plugged in. You just got to get yourself out there. Get off your ass and get out here. Nobody ain't going to know you if you ain't doing shit. If you just sitting at home, no. They don't know you. They're never going to know you. They don't give a fuck about your Instagram or nothing. They need to see you. You feel me? Right. You really got to be out here in these people's faces. Like, that's only how it's going to work.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you really are good at doing that.
Oh,
you know
for
like,
sure.
I could take a lesson.
I'm going to pop up on any DJs I know just on random days. Just go holler at them. You know what I'm saying? What's up? You know, just chop it up with them. That's how you build relationships. You feel me? So, therefore, you won't get left out of these situations. So, you feel me?
Because a lot of people, they're complaining about their circumstances as far as, like, man, it's just not it's not enough help here. Or this isn't for rap. Or you know, this city isn't for rap. But you continue to beat the odds when it comes to that.
Because it's all about you. It's all about what you believe and what you perceive at the end of the day. As you might think that, but I don't think that. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I see a whole different view. You feel me? Like, my perception and your perception's two different things.
Right.
So, some people may feel like that because guess what I just said? They're not doing shit. Y'all really ain't doing some type of help. Help yourself. If you can't help yourself, you can't expect nobody else to help you, because if somebody see that you're doing what you're doing and it's good, they're going to want to help you.
Yeah, they're going to want to be part of what you're doing.
Yeah, man, what you got going on? Right. I see you. You grinding. That's how people come at me. You feel me? I don't got to go to people asking for help. They want to help me because they see that I believe in myself. They see that I'm really serious about this.
Right.
So you just got to show the people.
What's some, what are some like in like a mainstream artists that you are currently rocking with?
Oh, mainstream. Right now, I like, of course, Jhené Aiko. I'm tapping in. I like Blue Vandross.
Okay,
I like Moneybagg. I like Lil Baby, of course. I like Gunna, you feel me? I'm fucking with Snow Allegra. I got a lot of artists that I just like. I'm very versatile when it comes to music. I listen to about anything. So, yeah, shout out to all them too.
Have you ever thought about, I'm pretty sure you've been there, but have you ever thought about, like, consistently being in Memphis and showing your face and things like that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're a stranger to there.
Yeah,
sure.
No, I've been to Memphis. Shout out to Memphis, too. I liked Memphis when I went because I had this perception of Memphis just like, oh, I didn't like it because clearly there's always a Memphis versus Nashville situation going on. But outside of that, Memphis is very cool, obviously, because they're booming on the charts with music. You feel me? So they got something good going on. But, yeah, most definitely I can see myself getting down there and maneuvering and fitting right in, to be honest.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's what's up. Man, like I said, it's always just a good time having you here.
Yeah,
I did
want to
play
you.
Like this. Yeah, of course. I want to play like this last clip.
Okay.
Lauryn Hill is one of your artists that you know what I'm saying, you conveyed to me that you really fuck with.
Yes, so I relate and resonate with her so well.
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song from her? Oh, man.
I put Lost One.
Lost One is good. Yeah. Lost One is good. Play that. That's my shit.
Sure,
I fuck
sure,
with
for
it.
Sure, for sure.
I just love her. I don't think I got a favorite.
Yeah, she got so many classics, you know what I'm saying? I can't really name all the songs.
It's funny,
you know,
how
man.
Money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. Remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to Kingston.
Yo, once again, make sure y'all go check out that new Energy Suites. I really appreciate you.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? It's always love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Any last words that you want to say?
I just want to say thank you again for having me. You feel me? Whatever y'all do, you feel me? Stay positive. Stay great. Be free. You feel me? And believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, man. I really appreciate that. That's a word from Sweet Poisons 101, all right? Y'all make sure y'all go check out that new energy, man. Sweet, I appreciate you coming through, all right?
For sure.
Fire Princess, we out.
Out of here.